Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thursday morning and a little warmer today should work on melting some more of that snow. We'll check the weather in a little bit. Yesterday, the administration's rural tour began with President Biden visiting a Minnesota farm.
Over the next few weeks, President Biden and members of his cabinet are going to be visiting farms in dozens of rural communities all across the country. The reason?
To celebrate the importance of rural America and to reflect the Biden-Harris administration's deep commitment to investment and to improving life and opportunity in rural places.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the rural tour will begin today when he and President Biden visit a family farm in Minnesota to announce $5 billion of investments for such things as climate smart farming, conservation, rural energy, local food processing systems, and more. Vilsack says the long-term result...
higher incomes for farm families and better jobs for rural Americans.
And he says a revitalized rural economy that will reverse the loss of population in many rural places and draw people and businesses into rural communities once again, so that...
no family is presented with a circumstance where they tell their children that they don't have opportunity in a small town or on a farm.
And we'll hear what President Biden had to say in about 15 minutes. U.S. airlines have backed the use of a carbon life cycle assessment model that the ethanol industry is backing. Use of the model opposed by environmental groups that fear it could incentivize the production of fuels with uncertain emission benefits. But yesterday's letter to U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, signed by fuel producers and seven major airlines, as well as Boeing and GE Aerospace, urges the Biden administration to immediately recognize the U.S. Energy Department's GREET model, Greenhouse Gases Regulated Emissions and Energy Use in Technologies, as an acceptable life cycle assessment methodology under the Inflation Reduction Act. The act establishes a blender's tax credit for sustainable aviation fuel. Looking for a job? CropLife America Board of Directors is opening the search for the organization's next president and chief executive officer. CropLife America is the national trade association representing the manufacturers, formulators, and distributors of plant science solutions for agriculture and pest management in the U.S. CropLife America parted ways with former CEO Chris Novak in September. This year, talk of the warmest year in recent history on Earth. It also ranks as the 16th largest ozone hole. The 2023 Antarctic ozone hole reached its maximum size at 10 million square miles September 21st. The hole this year averaging the 8.9 million square miles, about the size of North America. Every September, the ozone layer thins to form an ozone hole above the Antarctic continent. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.